afternoon, everyone. I'd like to call the Culture Committee meeting to order. The time is 1 o'clock. First item on the agenda is prayer, and I've asked our clerk, Ms. Garcia, what the?
Lord, I just want to thank you for everything that you've given us and that you continue to give us, and for all the support that you provide in being in our hearts, going with us through our day to day, and just it's your will and strength that you give to us that helps us move throughout our days. I would ask that you be there for those in need, that you continue to hear our prayers. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Garcia. Next item is roll call, please.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Chair Tillman.
Here. We have a quorum. Next item is the approval of minutes. From September the 9th.
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Big Horse.
With no objections, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of dated September 9th,
Chair.
2022.
Sorry. Motion on the floor. Congresswoman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chair. I noticed in section 44, there's a correction that needs to be made. Section 44 under museum, it says Chair Tillman led the discussion of the language department. It would need to say museum. That's all. Sorry.
I couldn't hear. Good. Okay, we'll go back to the motion made by Congressman Big Horse to approve the minutes from September the 9th. Do I have a second?
Second.
As amended. As amended.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is number 5, ONCA 2295, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch, the Osage Nation, for fiscal year 2023 in the amount of $56,620,422. And to establish an alternate effective date. Section 48 is the Osage War Memorial Board. Do we have anybody here to represent the Osage War Memorial Board?
Mr. Chair, this is Jason Zahn.
Mr. Zahn, welcome. The floor is yours.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. The Memorial Board are actually meeting right now. We did this budget for them, and it matched the previous resolution for the boards on ONCR 2118, and it also matches the proposed ONCR 2208. That's before the Congress of this session.
Thank you, Mr. Zahn. Committee, any questions for Mr. Zahn with regards to the Osage War Memorial Board? Hearing none, Chair would consider some movement.
Chair, motion to report ONCA 2295, Section 48, as having been reviewed and approved.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Zahn. Next, we have Section 57, Traditional Cultural Advisors Committee. And I believe we have Ms. Courtney Neff joining us for TCA. Ms. Neff, are you here?
Yes, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. We are on Section 57, TCA Advisors Committee. The floor is yours, ma'am.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm here on behalf of Chairman Norman Akers and Dr. Andrea Hunter for the review of the Traditional Cultural Advisors Committee budget for this next fiscal year. I can answer any questions you have. It's very simple. They have require travel to review, to go with Dr. Hunter and our staff to review collections for museums and to support us for our Section 106 consultations. And they receive stipends for the meetings that they attend. So if you have any other questions, I can try to answer them the best that I can.
Thank you, Ms. Neff. Committee, any questions? Seeing none, Chair would entertain some motions for movement.
Chair.
Congresswoman Shaw.
I move that Section 57 Tribal Cultural Advisors Committee has been reviewed and accepted by the Culture Committee.
Second. It's a motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Ms. Neff, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Next, we move on to item number six, ONCA 2275. An act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to the Executive Branch of American Rescue Plan Act. Funds for the expansion of the chapel in the Hominy Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Goodfox. Speaker Goodfox, the floor is yours.
Thank you. I filed this bill because it was my understanding through Mr. Weigant, as we had ARPA discussions very early on as we were appropriating dollars, that while we were very limited in the amount of new structures we could fund for, minus the $10 million in lost revenue, which didn't have any requirements under auditing, expansion was allowable, and we have had several services during COVID, and the chapel in Hominy is it's small. We're very thankful for it, though, but we would like to expand it. And I did not talk to Mr. Weigant, but I, again, going back to conversations early on, thought that this would be an allowable expense. We had the money, and so I filed the bill. I have spoke to the five-man board last night. I went to that meeting, and they have some ideas about making it a bigger space. And then I also spoke with Silas Sapahoodle this morning. Gray Horse and Hominy Chapels were both built to be expanded. We have the blueprints already, and I am confident that we can expand for the $1 million that is being requested. And I hope that we won't have to go into, tribal dollars. And so we'll start here with the ARPA dollars at $1 million.
Thank you, Speaker Goodfox. Any other members of the committee wish to speak to ONCA 2275? Congressman Maker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Congresswoman Goodpaw, did you say that everybody agrees that this is enough to cover that expansion, this amount? It's enough?
Well, we don't know. We don't know what the we need to get the scope of work done. And from what I can gather from the five-man board, they would like a portico shear to pull under for when a hearse comes under. So right now we don't have anything like that. So they're putting, you know, they're in the rain. They would like that. They would like a full kitchen, which we also do not have. And it's very modest. They would like a bigger space to have more seating area. And then, as you know, we all districts are different and all families are different. Hominy, Zonzoli tries to very much stick with not eating in front of the body. But we also don't have our community building right there across the way. So we are up there. And so they were just looking for a little space to, like, if they had an area that is like maybe the size now of the chapel where they could have viewing, and then they left the what is currently there for to put some tables and benches up for if there's food served. It would still allow for separate rooms, if you will. And that's kind of what they're mostly looking at. And they aren't 100% sure that will cover it, but it puts us in the right direction.
Yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh. Any other members of the committee? Mr. Wygant, are you here for?
Thank you. I was just here to discuss 2275 and 2281, the allowability, Chair Goodfox's, or I'm sorry, Congresswoman Goodfox is correct in the and her understanding of the allowability. Under the final rule, Treasury's final rule, it did allow for the expansion of existing public facilities as long as that is appropriate and reasonable for social distancing. From the stories that I've heard of events at Hominy and Gray Horse where it was elbow to elbow, I don't think that would be difficult to document, but we would need to document that. We did do that with the Visitor's Center. It was the same thing. We're expanding due to social distancing. We had a letter from Dr. Big Horse that allowed us to document that need. And I think at this point it would be allowable if it was done as a social distancing COVID measure. At that point, it's just a matter of this is $2 million that is at the very end of our ARPA dollars. And so we're, you know, it's a matter of just priorities at this point. So.
Thank you, sir. Any other members of the committee? Thought chair would entertain some motion.
Chairman.
Congressman Maker.
I'd like to make a motion to report out to Congress with ONCA 2275 with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
There's a motion on the floor with a second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Next we are on ONCA 2281, an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to the executive branch of ARPA funds for the expansion of the chapel in the Gray Horse Indian Village and to establish an alternative effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. Congresswoman Shaw, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair. We are at Gray Horse much in the same boat as the Hominy Village. Our chapel is wonderful. We're very appreciative of what we have, but it simply is not big enough in most cases, certainly not during times when we do have to social distance. So we do have the ability. I guess one difference is that we do have our community building much closer than our relatives over at Hominy. However, there is a desire to renovate the building to make sure that we have plenty of room to be able to hold our services comfortably. And thank you to Mr. Wygant for clarifying that this is something that is allowable. And I am asking my colleagues for your support, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Congresswoman Shaw. Committee, any questions?
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Big Horse.
No, I don't have any questions. I just have a comment. This past couple of years have been really, really hard on our communities here at Waukokalee and Zonzoli and Pozzoli. And I've attended services at all three chapels, and I'm in agreement that Mahuska, I think, got to learn a lesson by watching Hominy and Gray Horse build there. So that's why Mahuska is the way it is. So I am in total agreement with both of these pieces of legislation for our loved ones. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Committee, any other comment, questions? Not chair would entertain some motion.
Chairman.
Congressman Maker.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to report to Congress ONCA 22-81 with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
It's a motion on the floor with a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Mr. Wygant, thank you. Next item on the agenda, number 8, ONCA 22-104, an act to provide an appropriation to the Gray Horse Village Committee in the amount of $125,000 for fiscal year 2023 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. Congresswoman Shaw, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. This is the yearly appropriation to the Gray Horse Village Committee to care for the village. One of the reasons why, if you guys recall, we increased the amount, and thank you, Congresswoman Stapler, for making sure that we had the funds for the committees to be able to take, or for the village committees to be able to take care of our new buildings, was because of the new community building, the new chapel, wanting to make sure that we're able to properly be able to have the funds available to keep them looking as nice as they are. I note that the Gray Horse Village Committee is very appreciative of the support and this amount, and I ask my colleagues to support this legislation. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Shaw. Committee, questions or comments?
I have a comment.
Speaker Goodfox.
Thank you. I met with again the Hominy Village five-man board last night, and for those that are following our legislative process and looking at bills, I explained to them, and I want other people to know too, that these villages are all being funded at the same, right, for operating costs at the $100,000, and then we are funding as a body have made the decision to fund, and the insurance differs for each district for the buildings, and I don't have the answer to as to why. Hominy's building is about 10,000, I think, less than Pahuska, and 11,000 or 14,000 less than Gray Horse. So as people are looking at these figures, I don't want anyone to think that one is being funded above the other. They're being funded at $100,000 for operating expenses, and their insurance is being taken care of, and that is why people will see the difference. So I've explained that to the Hominy five-man board, they think that that is fair. They're very thankful.
Thank you, Speaker. Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I've asked Mr. McIntosh to join the call. I've had a little difficulty, in my opinion, with these budgets. And he and I have talked a couple of times, and he did send a little bit of a revision over. I noticed on the gray horse, well, let me go back one step. In the past, and since before Mr. McIntosh was here, in the past, I believe that all of the funds to these villages went in the other line item. They weren't designated out or distributed out among different line items. We treated them more like a donation to these villages, and they were allowed to draw the money down. The money was held in the treasury, but they were allowed to draw it down as necessary. So then Mr. McIntosh, and I understand probably why he did it, to break it out into different line items of operation and all, but he didn't, in my opinion, it's not equivalent across. There's no equipment acquisition for Hominy or Gray Horse. There is in Pawhuska. So I'm sure he's looking at past spending trends and stuff, but I don't want to make it too difficult for the villages to have to come back for amendments or not, or be denied an expense cost or something because the line item doesn't exist. Also, the other part of that, Chair, that I was wanting to try to get some comfort from Mr. McIntosh, the amount that's in the occupancy, of course, is for utilities and for insurance. And so I guess I'm just not quite sure how to step forward. I want to say, okay, let's go with these, but I don't want to have some difficulty for the villages later on. And at the same time, I think that, you know, what do we do? What do we do here? So if we could get some comment from Mr. McIntosh. These are not programs, and that's always my concern. These are not programs to the nation. These are our villages.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. Mr. McIntosh, please.
Yes, I think in discussion of this, I agree with that. To me, these are at least set up as revolving funds, and as opposed to a donation, to me, it's just a transfer of funds from the general fund to the revolving fund. And typically, I believe that the legislation of the revolving fund set up, once you make that transfer, then it does operate as Congresswoman Stabler has just stated. But I think that transfer in and transfer out is the key term, that essentially we're just transferring funds into this revolving fund. And that's typically how revolving funds operate from that point on, is that the dollars are there for the purpose of that fund. I don't know if that helps. But.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Stabler.
So for clarification to me, so that means because they're going to be drawdowns out of the revolving fund, they won't be limited to what the line items are, whatever their needs are, it will come out of there.
Correct. I think I could resubmit and just show a transfer out and a transfer or a transfer in into this revolving fund of that amount. When we start using the word donation, that's when it kind of that word almost makes me think of the donation revolving fund. And if with that designation as a donation, do we have to run it through that donation revolving fund according to its purpose? So not to try to muddy the waters, I think a transfer is kind of the appropriate treatment.
Okay, thank you.
Committee, any other questions or comments with regards to ONCA 22-104? Not, Chair would entertain some motion.
Chair.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to report ONCA 2281 to Congress with a due pass recommendation. And I apologize, I just stated the wrong.
That's okay, go ahead, restate.
I apologize, let me restate that. Thank you, I have so many things pulled up on my little computer screen. Apologies. Motion to report ONCA 22-104 to Congress with the due pass recommendation. Thank you.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Next, item number 9, ONCA 22-106, an act to provide an appropriation to the Hominy and Pawhuska Village Committee funds in the amount of $406,720 for the fiscal year 2023 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Staber. Congresswoman Staber, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair. Actually, I've had all my questions answered, so unless somebody else has something.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Any other questions, comments from the committee? Congressman Maker?
Well, forgive me for this question. I just in all the documentation, but I'm just curious why this amount is to cover these two villages and why they aren't separate.
If I could, Chair.
Continue.
I attended a community meeting and the residents there were wanting more involvement from the, what they felt is their representation from Congress to come from their community members. And so Congresswoman Shaw was there that day. So I asked her if she'd like to carry the bill. I haven't carried it for any particular reason other than I've just been wanting to make sure they got funded. So I have no problem.
Congressman Maker.
Well, like if you do the math on this, if this is supposed to be divided equally, is that between these two villages? That's why I don't understand.
I can answer that.
Congressman.
The math on that is, I got it here on my, it's $203,360 if you split that, this amount equally.
Okay.
My point.
I think that the occupancy line is for the insurance, and the insurance on the buildings, structures, and the facilities are based upon value. So the newer buildings here in Pawhuska, the brand new ones, are going to be insured at a higher rate than the older facilities in Pawhuska. I believe
that's part of it.
Part of that, Congresswoman Staber.
That is part of it, and it's laws based on square footage as well. And so then the other part, though, is that the Pawhuska Village is still receiving payment from the Pawhuska Casino. And so that's why their base figure is different. And so their overall, I think, comes in at 205 plus insurance. And yes, they'll do that for another year.
Oh, excuse me.
Congressman Maker.
Oh, yeah. Well, I understand the differences in the square footage, and I understand mm-hmm. it, but my problem is, why is the Hominy Village both on this one bill? With the shouldn't Hominy be on their own rather than both together on this bill?
It could
question
be.
On the floor. Anyone? Speaker Goodfox.
So in the past, Congressman, all three villages have been filed in one single bill in the past. That's how it's always been done. All three villages have been funded in one bill. But at a meeting a few weeks ago that Congresswoman Stabler and Congresswoman Shaw attended, they heard from the constituents at Gray Horse that they wanted for a congressperson from their district to file their bill separately on its own. And they didn't want to, they just wanted someone to champion their appropriation. And Congresswoman Stabler did ask, I think we were all talking, I said, I don't think Hominy cares. I think Hominy just, they're just grateful for the funding, and I have never heard anyone from Zonzoli say that they would prefer for someone from our district to be the sponsor of an appropriation, and so we would be happy if you would sponsor the bill, Congresswoman Stabler, and so she did. So she just included it with the Pawhuska bill.
Yes. I understand all that. I'm just wondering how much of this $406,720 goes to Hominy.
Okay.
That's my simple, it's a very simple question. I know we're different, and I don't care who sponsors it. Yes, I am from Hominy. I would love to be the sponsor if they came to ask me. Usually the past, the villages, that person from that district usually sponsors that particular legislation in the past. But I know it doesn't matter who sponsors it.
Chair, I can answer that.
Thank you, Congressman Maker, Congresswoman Stabler.
Yeah, it was part of the donations list at one point, but I asked to have it split off a few years back and carry on its own. And the answer for Hominy is Hominy's receiving $137,500 from this bill.
That was my question
okay.
The whole time.
Okay.
Committee, any other questions or comments with regards to ONCA 22-106? If none, I'd like to have some movement.
Chair, I'd like to make a motion to report ONCA 22-106 as reviewed and approved.
Second.
Excuse me. It's not a section.
Oh, excuse me. Restate. I'd like to report ONCA 22-6 to Congress as having been reviewed and approved.
Just for clarification, 22-106.
Oh, sorry.
So there's a motion on the floor for ONCA 22-106 to be sent to Congress with a due pass recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a second from Congresswoman Redcorn. Discussion. Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Committee, I would like to go back up. I was informed by the clerk, and I will make this motion, ONCA 22-95, sections 14, 15, 35, 41, 44, 48, 57 have been reviewed and moved to Congress with a due pass recommendation.
Second.
Chair, that would still be as amended because you guys did have some amendments at the first meeting.
That's correct. Withdraw and restate all those sections as amended.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. Hearing none, motion passes. Committee, I believe, Ms. Garcia, correct me if I'm wrong, but we have fulfilled all of our requirements with regards to bills and resolutions in the Cultural Committee.
Yes, that's true. And unless something else gets sent to this committee, then you guys are done. Good job, committee.
Okay. Thank you. Committee, I'd like to thank you for your due diligence, your participation and your commitment to the Cultural Committee. So next item on the agenda is adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you, committee. We are adjourned. That's okay.
Thank you, Chair. Hey, it feels good. We're finished with one committee. We're done with all the stuff. Hey.
These committees can't go fast.